Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. How are you? What's wrong, chappers?
I have three. Is this the one? Yeah, that's. It's like Russian roulette with the microphones. I had three in front of me. I didn't know which one was which.
Oh, darling.
I know. God, the pressure. You roll your eyes up.
No, it's just earlier in the week you were demanding different lighting.
No, I was
saying you've got too many microphones. God. You turned into right diva. Mm.
Hello, hope you're okay this afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. Thank you, lovely Edith. Hello to this person. I don't have your name because my text system's a bit rubbish today. It says, I was expecting all C's in my GCSEs, seeing as I didn't really revise that much, but I got one A star, seven A's, three B's and a C. I'm so happy. Please shout out to me setting up my tent tonight. Camping out. Don't say who you are, though.
It's Jess in York.
All right, mine doesn't say that. Have you got a better tech... Oh, right, where's my better tech system?
Oh, you see.
It's like working with... It's so demanding. I couldn't think of anyone more demanding than either of you to say then.
That's right. Now, in the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to open my GCSE results. Not the ones from when I was at school, obviously, because I know them. But the ones...
Can you remember them?
Yeah, I don't want to discuss them on the radio.
No.
The ones that we did a few months ago, you've already heard that Greg and Aled and James King and Comedy Dave have all got their results today. They all did all right, actually. See how I did in my drama practical coming up in the next 10 minutes where I had to play Scotty off of Star Trek with Greg and James King. Mm. I thought it was quite good.
Did you?
Yeah, drama was always my forte at school.
Oh, right.
And still is. Drama is still my forte.
I've seen a clip of it, though.
Yeah, and Jo played some of it earlier on her show. Mm.
Okay, what are you saying?
She had to explain who you were.
Okay, well, I think I did all right. But they'll probably mark me down anyway, just to spite me.
Yeah, because they have
Now it's fixed, is it?
The examiners have a personal grudge against you. Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
I did French, and I'm really scared, because I did loads of revision.
She probably swatted it up.
I did. I did all the past papers that they gave me and everything to practice. So I'm really nervous now, because I put in loads of work, and if I do rubbish, then...
I just look really bad.
I know. What? How embarrassing would that
be?
We'll find out before half four. Don't worry about it. You can always phone that number.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Melissa in Cumbria has been on. She is saying... Well, there's a bit of competition between you and Melissa, to be honest.
Is there?
Yeah, because she is saying that she worked for 2 years to do the same exam that you did, Becky, and therefore hopes that you don't do better.
What did she get?
Well, she got her results today and got a B.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Well done.
What do you think you've got there?
I don't know. I hope I got at least a C, because I did try really hard.
Yeah, but if you beat Melissa,
really
that's
difficult.
2 years of hard work. How much work did you do?
It was pretty much...
2 days?
It was pretty much every night for about
two
months.
Was it?
3 months, yeah. My boyfriend got really bored with me by the end of it. I went out and bought a revision guide and everything.
Took it really seriously.
How competitive are you?
It's not a competitive thing.
It is a competitive thing.
It's not. I just wanted to try and do really well.
Do you want to get a better grade than anybody else at Radio 1 who took a GCSE?
No, but I wanted to try and show that if you work really hard, you could get a good grade.
Well, I quite like that, actually.
Yeah.
Amy and Lester's
She's
been on.
She's saying that, but
no,
that,
it's
that's
true.
Like when I Miss want, World says
no,
she wants
because,
world peace.
No, because
really, you just want to be...
Last year, Scott did really rubbish, and I thought someone on the show should put a bit of effort in.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe.
There'll be lots of people that haven't done so well in their exams listening today.
Scott, it's all right.
Amy and Lester's been on with hope for anybody here. Listen, she called herself a plate in her French oral and still got an A.
A plate.
I am a plate. Did fine.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I know loads of you have been opening your GCSE results, and now it's time to open ours.
Why are you scared, can I just ask? Because you kind of... Don't you kind of know what you've done already? Because we've seen the... I don't mean you know the result, but you know how you acted, and we've seen your acting.
Yes.
So
I don't know what grade I've got.
Well, it's not going to come as that much of a surprise, surely. I mean, you must know you aren't going to get an A.
Well, to be honest, chappers, I look at it like this. Mm. I was doing it with Greg James. He got a C for his drama practical.
Yeah.
And James King, who did get an A.
He got an A, didn't he?
But then I should ask this question. Who's had cameos in Hollyoaks, Casualty, The Bill and Skins?
Very true.
Do you know what I mean?
That shows that you don't always need exams.
And also, weren't you the only one that was having to act wearing a wig?
Yes.
Didn't the other two rely on their own hairstyles for Star Trek?
Jono off of Unofficial Mills has been on, saying, I got C for my performance of Mice and Men and a B overall for GCSE drama. So if Mills gets equivalent or better than a C for his performance, I will not be impressed because I had to put on a fake lisp and everything and wear a cowboy hat. Yeah, well, I wore a wig, whatever. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that, please?
Sarah.
Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you?
I'm in Maidstone.
How can I help you?
Well, no need to worry because I got a B in my drama GCSE.
Today?
Yeah.
Yay.
I had to play some sleazy man called Val. He's like 40.
and you got a B?
Yeah.
So I shouldn't worry?
No.
Okay.
You're fine.
But thanks for the words of reassurance. I know that should have been me yesterday doing that to you.
What, playing the sleazy 40-year-old man?
No.
Oh.
Giving assurance. Thank you. I love you.
Love you.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get on with it because I can't bear this anymore.
Right, Becky going first.
Becky.
No,
Becky
I'm not
did a
it, I...
French GCSE. Let's see what she did. Remember, she swatted like mad for this.
Big time.
Big time.
Oh, I'm going to be so gutted if I didn't do well. Ha! Amazing. I got an A star because I worked hard. And now I feel really swatty and embarrassed. But that's not bad, is
Look
it?
Look at that. She got an A star.
I might have got 80%. That's quite good, isn't it?
Look at his face.
Oh, I'm really happy with that, because I worked really hard.
All that cramming paid off.
It did pay off,
Well done. Look how pleased competitive Becky is over there. Do you still want to
do
open
you
yours?
Say, yeah. Congratulations, Scott.
No, well done, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you, Becky. Well done.
Thank you.
You know.
Oh, okay, here we go.
How miserable are you?
No, it's fine. Drama practical.
I'm going for a...
Oh, my God, look at that face.
E! Scott tried his best with the role of Scotty, but struggled with the accent.
Well, you did, didn't you?
More character development needed. That is, I demand a resit, or whatever it is.
And a better wig.
Does it give you a percent?
No. Well done, Becky. Let's give Becky a good round
well
of applause
done,
there. Really good.
You need to work on your accents.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good accent.
If Scotty had been from the West Country, you'd have been laughing.
The wig wasn't even on straight, Scott. Come on.
Accents are my forte.
This is going to be a long 2.5 hours now, isn't it? You're going to be a right strop between now and seven.
I need to phone that line and find out what to do next.
Go on, read them.
Shall I? Radio 1. Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring is coming up, but first, a special homemade edition.
Oh, what's occurring?
I love this. Don't be confused by that. Okay, the real
what's
one's coming
on?
Up in 15 minutes.
Right.
I like it that some of our listeners are now making up their own Oh, What's Occurrings for us to play.
Okay.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Now, your boyfriend Andy emailed me.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
About an interview that you did on a local radio station yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, your representative from your company, were you?
Yeah, I was going on there because my company makes decor and props and we were doing a festival and it all fell through, so it's all over the Sussex news.
Okay, and what station was this? BBC Radio Sussex?
Yeah, BBC Radio Sussex, yeah.
What time was this yesterday?
About 8 minutes past five, I think it was.
And you're quite embarrassed?
I am quite embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah, Andy sent this to me. He's actually sent me the whole thing, the whole
Great.
Recording.
I'm glad.
And you did say one phrase in particular quite a lot, you know.
Yeah, I did, I know.
you did, you know.
I did, I know.
Thanks to Andy for sending this in, Chantel. We're going to play our own little homemade What's Occurring Now. If you want to send any in at any point, then let us know. My question to both of you, in the interview with BBC Radio Sussex yesterday...
Poor Chantel.
How many times did Chantel say the words, you know?
Oh, this isn't very fair.
Chappers.
43.
Oh,
Becky.
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sent in by her boyfriend Andy, here is Radio 1 listener Chantel on BBC Radio Sussex yesterday, you know?
Good afternoon to you, Chantel. Hiya.
You've been making all the decor for the festival stages and tents, so this must have come as a real shock to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, we're all really, really gutted about it, you know. Me and my sort of crew have been working long, long, long hours to get all of this sort of done, you know.
Are you going to lose out financially?
Yes, yeah. We're quite a small company, so sort of relatively to other people it might not seem very much, but, you know, this was kind of meant to be our first big break where we could have a lot up and have a whole festival and kind of theme it and look good. So, you know, we've you know, we feel a bit like we've lost out on money to come from it, and, you know, just getting a name out, basically, you know. But to give them their dues, you know, as a sort of, with the ethos that they were trying to go ahead with, I think that you know, that they gave us a chance in the first place. I mean, you know, to credit to them at the same time, you know, much as I am, you know, I am sort of, you know, out of pocket and everything in the end, you know, I have to sort of give them that as well, you know. But I think it was sort of doomed from the start, really, you know. You know.
Oh, bless you, Chantel.
So you receive bad news, you do a radio interview about it, and then your other half takes the mic.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Thanks to Andy, though, because that made a good what's occurring, homemade edition. I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's good. I'm happy for the glory.
Yeah,
so.
Every cloud has a silver lining, doesn't it?
Exactly.
You know. 18, you know, in that interview. 1-8, which means Becky gets the imaginary point that doesn't really exist. Oh. Love you, Chantal,
okay,
you know.
Love you too.
You know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, okay, it's time for Dear Scott, where we get the PR4L Posh Radio 4 Lady to read out all the stuff that you've been sending in this week on my email. If you want to send anything in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Dear Scott, how many corners does Becky have in her house? Everything goes in the corner. From Graham in Perth.
Yeah, we were talking about this.
From who?
That's great. Chappers. Graham. That's Graham, Chappers. Graham.
She doesn't say Graham properly there, does she?
Graham. This is after we were saying about there's so much tat in Becky's house. There is a lot of clutter, I think. Mm-hmm. Name some of the things that are in your house.
Stig cardboard cutout, massive rubber duck in the bath, hamburger phone. What else?
You mentioned the rubber duck yesterday.
Plastic banana holder. That's quite a good one.
Loads of rubbish. How many corners do you have, please?
Well, I live in a two-bedroom flat, so times the two rooms in the lounge and the toilet. I don't know. What's that? 4 times 4? 16.
16 corners. That's a lot
good
of corners.
Good job I didn't do maths GCSE.
A lot of corners to put stuff in, though. So there they are. There's your answer. Say Graham again for me.
Graham.
That's Graham, Chappers. Graham. Just because I'm recorded doesn't mean I can't be cheeky to Chappers.
Oh, good.
Next.
Dear Scott, I was clearing out my drawers for leaving my job when I came across this booklet and thought that you will probably get more enjoyment out of it than any of us. We hope you enjoy working your way through it. All at Jewson in Perth. Love you.
Nice one. I love this. Look what they've got me.
I Love the Hoff Super Fantastic Activity Fun Book.
Yeah.
With a picture of him in just a leather jacket and trunks on the front.
And it's like a little booklet where you can go through and play different quizzes about the Hoff.
You can stick a picture of your...
Oh, my God, there's a Hoff to Dot.
There's a Hoff to Dot, yes. Dr. Hoff, actually.
Dr. Hoff.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. Join the dots to reveal the picture, then colour it in and add body hair.
Oh.
I think the picture is going to be of him. There's a Hoff mask.
Hours of fun.
Oh, there's a crossword.
There's a Hoff crossword.
I've looked at the crossword already. All of the answers are the Hoff.
Oh, are
they? Yeah.
There's only 6 across and 5 down. It's not extensive. Hoff the difference.
It's a picture of the Hoff and a potato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dancing Hoff, where you make a dancing puppet. A maze, where you try and get the Hoff to some wax.
I'm not going to have any free time for ages after this.
Do you want to keep going through this?
I can do the rest tonight.
There are some badges that you can make. It's a good idea.
Oh,
isn't it?
Amazing. Don't hassle the Hoff badge.
A Colour Me Hoff.
Really good. Thanks very
and
much.
And a Hoff search.
Thanks to
Jason.
That's going
to be hard. Trying to find the Hoff in just loads of letters, like, it's going to be really difficult. That Hoff word search.
Thank you to Jason in Perth for sending me that amazing Hof activity book. I will be using that. Next.
Dear Scott, at around the 15-minute mark, the ladies' brass is played on Come Dine With Me on the 26th, while the women are rooting around in Nick's wardrobe. It's a wonderful moment and I sang along with pride. Kate in Ramsbottom.
See, I've missed Come Dine With Me, the latest one.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for a bit.
I haven't seen this, but here's the clip from the show Come Dine With Me.
While Sharon and Samira test out the bed, Nick is testing out his frying pan.
People used to wear this years ago, but he's probably trying to recapture his youth.
What Nick is really trying to recapture is what he learned at school about thermodynamics.
What weird trumpet version of ladies' bras is that?
Like a brass band version.
Have they had that specially made?
I don't know.
Do the people that actually did the ladies' bras, Johnny Trunk and Wisby, do they know about this?
I don't know. Or was that the original and they put lyrics on...
Yeah.
On the brassed up version.
Channel 4, if you're listening, please get in contact and let me know where you got that weird brass band version of the ladies' bras. A lot of people spotted that this week on the email.
I'd love it if at some sort of summer fete there was a brass band playing ladies' bras.
That's what it sounded like. Next.
Hi, Scott. I have just realised something horrific. My boyfriend is turning 20 this year and still sleeps in a bunk bed. I have never thought of it before, but at what age is it uncool to sleep in a bunk bed? My fear is it's much less than 20. Much love, Shauna, off of Inverallachie.
Shauna, I think it's probably 15, the cut-off point.
15?
Yeah.
I think never. It's so exciting.
Why?
Well, my boyfriend in his old house, he had a bed that you had to climb a ladder to get into and it was brilliant.
So you like climbing the ladder for love, is what you're saying?
No, not for... Just climb... It's exciting to have to climb a ladder to get into bed. And then there's always the possibility that you might fall out.
Was this a single bed?
No, it was a double bed. You can get the double bunk bed ones where you have like a sofa and a desk underneath and they're really good.
So it wasn't you and your boyfriend just like cuddle up together in a single bed, you burning your arse on the radiator?
No, this is way before I was with him.
Be a very tall radiator, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's true. Okay, well, Becky's saying never. I'm saying 15 is the cut-off point.
I just think it's really exciting to have to climb a ladder to get in.
Double bunk bed?
Yeah. You can get them. It's like a double bed and then you have like a sofa underneath and your desk and stuff.
Oh, I've seen them, yeah.
Why sleep on a normal bed and you can go up a ladder?
Was it his way of always making sure he had an athletic girlfriend?
Was it? No. I don't want to think about that topic.
All right, okay.
I just like the fact that, you know, it's a good use of space as well if you've got a small room. I'm all for the bunk beds.
Well, some
bit weird, admittedly, if someone else is sleeping underneath.
So, yeah. Did he have somebody sleeping underneath?
No, he had his desk and stuff. But it would be weird if he had someone else in the bunk below.
Alex in Reading has been on, saying my mate Jack is 21 and sleeps in a bunk bed. My ex was 24 and had a bunk bed. Yes, but they are your ex.
My boyfriend's 27 and still in a bunk bed.
Oh, okay.
Amazing.
Well, maybe we're wrong. It's just the excitement of climbing up the ladder that you like, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The PR4L will read them out for you. Podcast. Becky's got a new weird obsession. Tell her who it is. It's TV's...
I'm not saying it.
TV presenter...
Nick Knowles. I don't like him. I just wonder what the point in him is. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's on that Wildest Dreams programme, which I watched last night. It was a brilliant programme. It's on BBC. And basically, it's a competition to become a wildlife camera person.
Right.
Wow.
And he presents it. And I'm like, do you know about wildlife? Do you know about being a cameraman?
So she sent me a text going...
I'm sure he knows all these things, but...
What's the point of Nick Knowles?
I thought he was like a king of DIY.
Well, he was,
and next thing he's in Africa.
He can branch out, can't he?
He was king of...
I have to defend him here and say he's a very nice man.
He was king of choirs a while back when he did Last Choir Standing with Mylene Class.
He's good at choirs.
Yeah,
he's good at DIY. He's good with animals.
Is there anything that Nick Knowles isn't good at?
He's very versatile.
He was on the singing one where he sang. Wasn't he on Fame Academy?
Yes.
So he can sing as well?
Yeah.
And he's a model. Look at these desktops you can download.
I would have advised him against doing topless wallpaper shots.
You are joking me. Are you on Nick Knowles' official website?
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about
him. Let me see, please.
Turn it round for you. You'll love it. It's like Calvin's showing their look.
There's no need for that ever.
I think there is.
And don't even think about replacing my Sean Kingston desktop with that topless one of Nick Knowles' Tarvo Mutt.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Oh, what's occurring?
Right, that's better. We're a bit late today, as always. This is what people know and expect.
Oh, what's occurring?
Last one of the week.
Do you want to know the Champions League draw so far?
Yeah.
Chelsea are in with Porto. Liverpool are in with Lyon. Rangers are in with Seville. Arsenal are in with AZ Alkmaar. And Manchester United with CSKA Moscow so far.
How are you feeling about that?
That's all fine. They're good draws then for British clubs.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Pleasure.
I know lots of people really want to know that, so thanks.
Are you being sarcastic?
Not at all, no.
Good.
Just because I don't understand it.
Sorry. Just because I doesn't understand it.
It's like the end of the lottery then, for a minute.
That wasn't the best last night. Here on the one, the one, watch BBC One. Good night.
Look at that, nice suit.
Thank you. All right, here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Chantel off of Big Brother?
Yeah.
She was the one that went in as a fake celeb on Celebrity Big Brother and ended up winning it and marrying Preston, remember?
Yeah.
She was randomly hanging out at the birthday party in the Peter Andre documentary last week, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. You know her, blonde girl, big knocks. Anyway, she was fantastic in the show, but when you're on Big Brother, how many other people do you think you remember? Or is it just all about you?
Okay.
My question to you... How many Big Brother contestants could Chantel name from any of the 10 series in 30 seconds?
So she's not allowed to name celeb ones?
Yeah, she can do.
All right. Okay.
Anybody at all from all of Big Brother.
Okay.
Chappers.
In 30 seconds? 14.
Becky?
10.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chantel off Big Brother, but how many other contestants can she name?
Nasty Nick, me, Preston, I'll do this series, Sia Vash, oh my god, Jay Goody, oh my god, I can't think of any more, Craig, Helen, Makosi, Anthony, Brian. Oh god. Oh, my mind's gone blank. I can't think of any more.
I thought you'd be able to remember more than that if you're an ex Big Brother. 10 was the correct answer. Becky, spot
yes.
on.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one. You know the weather?
Yes.
Been a lot of rain lately, hasn't there? A lot of rain.
Right.
Claire Williams, one of our listeners, has been on. And she spotted just how much rain was mentioned on the weather the other night. You know the weather that's on after the news on BBC One?
Yeah.
That one, on Tuesday night. Something just Claire noticed and decided to email. My question to you, how many times did the weatherman on Tuesday night's BBC One weather after 10 o'clock news say rain?
What a ridiculous question.
Why?
Well, of course he's meant to mention the rain, isn't he? That's his job.
Yes, but it's quite a lot.
Hey, it's a lot.
Hmm. There's a clue. Oh. How many?
24.
Becky?
22.
Oh, God.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's the weatherman on Tuesday night's weather after the 10 o'clock news on BBC One saying rain a lot.
Good evening. Tomorrow it's rain that we have to look forward to. It's just a mass of cloud, wind and rain. You can see the extent of that rain marching its way in from the west. All that wind and rain will spread to most of us during the day. So yes, it's a wet day. Let's start things off in the morning in Northern Ireland where there's some heavier bursts of rain. By the end of the day, it's 15 to 25 millimetres of rain that we're looking at. Quite a bit of rain too. Extensive rain across Scotland. Not quite getting to the far north or the far east yet, but I think we'll all see some rain at some stage. 15 to 25 millimetres of rain before the day is done. Extensive rain across northern England down to the Midlands. The rain across East Anglia and the South East. And as you head further west, well, there's more and more rain around and the winds are that bit stronger. It's a pretty heavy rainfall. It will improve in Northern Ireland. The winds will ease down and the rain should fizzle out. For England and Wales, well, the heavy morning rain turns to light, patchy rain and drizzle for the afternoon. Most of that rain's gone, but add on the wind and the rain. The rain, though, while the light, patchy rain and drizzle continues to ease off because this band of rain works its way south across the United Kingdom. For now, though, I'll say goodnight.
That's a lot. That's not a long weather forecast, that one.
Well, if there is plenty of rain about, what else can he do?
Still a lot, I think.
Okay.
22, you said, Becky?
Mm-hmm.
21 rains, come on.
Oh, what's occurring?
Question. What's the one thing you couldn't live without?
What's the one thing I couldn't live without?
Yeah.
Cheese. Mm.
Football.
Chappers, are you sulking because you're losing O or because you're getting a bad draw in this ball
thing
you're watching?
No, because the draw isn't going, from a United point of view, isn't going great.
God, everyone in the audience looks really bored. Why is there an audience?
Why is there an audience?
Because they're all representatives of the football club, seeing who they've been drawn with.
Mm. Well, they don't look happy, do they?
Stuttgart have gone in Rangers' group. Fiorentina, I think, have just gone in Liverpool's group. And Besiktas have gone in United's group. But from a United point of view, that means long trips to Turkey and Moscow.
It is like the lottery with all the balls, isn't it? But the lottery, you don't see the audience. You just hear them.
Anyway. We went on to Stupid Street earlier. And we asked them, what is the one thing that you cannot live without? What was the most popular answer?
Beer.
Becky?
Phone.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here they are on Stupid Street with the things they just couldn't live without. Just the one thing.
What's the one thing that you can't live without in the whole world?
Either chicken or a jacket, because chicken's like the best meal ever, and a jacket sort of like completes the outfit.
What's the one thing in the world which you can't live without?
Hair straighteners.
What about you? What's the one thing you can't live without in the whole world?
Shoes.
Why shoes?
Because they're just beautiful.
Mascara. Or beef monster munch.
Bed and Facebook.
Two things there. Why bed and Facebook?
Bed, because you need that every day, and it's the best place to sleep.
Oh God, this is hard. I'm on the spot now. Actually, I'll go with hair mousse.
What is the one thing in the world that you cannot live without?
Kings of Leon, because they're nice to look at.
My phone or Facebook, because that's how you talk to everyone.
What's the one thing in the world you can't live without?
Chocolate. Is that an item?
Facebook. I'd probably say Facebook, because it is how you connect to everyone. It's like the new way of meeting people after you've spoken to them once and keeping in touch.
Can it be an animal? My dog?
I think she probably could live without Kings of Leon.
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
No.
No, I think she could.
Chicken or jacket was my favourite one.
Chicken or jacket. Also, I think you could... people did live without Facebook. I know it's hard to imagine
some now. People are still living without Facebook.
Yeah.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. There's loads of imposters, but I can't be bothered with it. It's just too much time. Phone was in there, Becky. But it wasn't the most popular answer. It was Facebook. No points. Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199. Cheers.
Oh!
The Scott Mills Daily.
I have decided that I want to start doing yoga. No, seriously.
Right. Why?
Because I know that they do it upstairs here at Radio 1 in lunchtimes and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have to bring your own mat?
Yeah, but you can borrow someone else's if you want.
And what do you wear? Do you wear just work clothes or do you have to wear like kimonos?
Kimono? Yeah. For yoga, that would be really embarrassing.
I don't know.
We're just like tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, okay.
Kimono.
I tell you what, they aren't going to want you in the yoga class if you're going to
really
wear a kimono.
Especially not if you're doing a headstand.
Oh, dear.
Nobody wants to see that.
No, they really don't.
No, but everyone's saying it's quite good and relaxing, and I'm feeling a bit stressed at the moment. And really good exercise as well.
Mm.
You went earlier today, didn't you?
Yeah, but I got told off today.
Tell us.
Because we did headstands, and I've never done one before, and I did it.
Do you have to do headstands? I can't do that.
Well, no, exactly. That's what I thought, and I've never even tried it before.
Do you have to do roly-poly as well?
No. So I did a headstand, and I actually did it. And in my excitement, I shouted, "Oh my God, I'm the new Jerry Halliwell. Look at me, look at me, look at me." And apparently that's not the done thing in yoga. To compare yourself to Jerry Halliwell or to shout, "Look at me, look at me, I'm doing it."
Now, let me just take you back to the time where you were wearing, was it a green cardigan?
Yeah.
And you saw Charlize Theron wearing one in Heat. Yeah. And she went, "I'm the new Charlize Theron."
No, I said I was like Charlize Theron.
Yeah. And then when tickets for the Scott Mills musical went in 2 minutes online, all of them, you compared yourself to Madonna.
Mm.
Now I know what Madonna feels like, I believe is what she said.
So you're now a combination of Madonna, Charlize Theron and Jerry Halliwell.
Mm.
What a combo. Wow. When's the next yoga session, please?
Next Thursday.
I'm so going to be there. Who else goes?
In a kimono.
Who else goes?
Matt Fincham from the Chris Moyle Show.
Right.
And some other people.
I think I would find that awkward. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. This is Radio 1, and now it's time for Dear Scott, where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out your correspondence from this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, TOWDS, and the posh Radio 4 lady. Yes. My name is Sarah, and I'm from Luxembourg. I've been listening to your podcasts for almost the past 2 years, and I love, love, love your show. Becky is my favourite, and I also love the posh Radio 4 lady. I hope I'll never see a picture of her, as it would probably ruin the picture I have of her in my mind. Anyway, I'm coming to London this weekend to visit some friends of mine. On Friday, they both have to work, and so I'll have all day to myself to potter about London. My initial plan was to go shopping, but today I had a brilliant idea. I will try to find Stupid Street. So I was thinking that maybe you guys could give me some hints as to where I can find this ominous street. I think I might actually be able to describe someone in 3 words. So that should qualify me, don't you agree? Love, Sarah.
Well, Sarah off Luxembourg, hello. Thanks for listening to us. We obviously can't reveal the exact location of Stupid Street. But what I suggest you do is come to central London, as you're going to do anyway, and just wander around asking people questions. And when they start to give you really stupid answers, that's when you know you've found it. Sorry I couldn't be of more help.
Also, let's not forget, it is just around the corner from Camp Cul-de-sac.
So, if you know, find people answering silly questions, or, you know, to answer... What am I saying?
I have answering, no idea.
Find people doing stupid answers to questions, is what I'm saying. And then if you go around the corner and people are like, "Aya," then you know you've arrived.
Yeah.
Next!
Hello, Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that spoke once... Internet Sam and the posh Radio 4 lady.
I like it that Internet Sam is now getting mentioned as well.
Where did he come from?
Don't know.
He works upstairs and online.
Puts all our stuff online for us.
Yes, I know.
Just an email from Turkey to tell you about the clapping at the end of the plane journey, which was amazing. There was whooping and everything. When we arrived at our hotel, Amy and I went to look at the TV because of your advice. We found an amazing music channel with Turkish and English music videos. The Turkish ones are the best, with lots of slow motion shots and beaches.
Same as when I go to Dubai. I think what they're saying is that I do advise people to go on holiday and just watch TV.
Well, you do, don't you? You go to Dubai and then sit in your hotel room and watch BBC Prime.
I do.
And Dr. Phil.
Sometimes, yes, I do watch that. And Dr. 90210, my new favourite.
Is he the boob one?
He's the one that, the surgeon in Beverly Hills. They show it a lot in Dubai. Yes, in Dubai also, they do have same music videos with lots of people just staring a lot and a lot of beaches. I love it.
But there is also some bad news. We don't have any origami in our room, even though our parents do. We were distraught. Sad smiley. I made a snail out of tiles to drop the hint, but they haven't replied yet. Anyway, we miss you loads. Lots of love, Emma and Amy, XXX.
Emma and Amy, XXX to you too. Miss you, mwah. We were talking about this a while ago, when people go on holiday to Egypt and to Turkey. They come back to their room after being out for the day. Do you remember this? And the towels are in, like, the shape of swans and stuff, which the maids do for you.
Or they if it's really scary, an actual person.
Yes. A person wrapped up in your... Well, a
in your clothes.
In your clothes. They put, like, a person in your bed made out of towels, right? So it looks like a person.
In your pyjamas.
And they put your clothes on it.
What was it the one maid had done? Someone texted in to say that they'd kept the TV on and put the remote in the towel person's hand so it looked like they were just lying on the bed watching TV.
They do that. They make towel people, put them in your bed and put your clothes on them.
But they
it's
made,
great fun in Egypt.
But they made the people who sent that into the posh Radio 4 lady, they just made a snail, did they?
Well, they're dropping the hint that they want some towel people or things made in their room.
I presume a snail made out of towels is just a big pile of towels to look like a shell and then one just...
Yeah. But, you know, they're just trying to say to the maid, hello, where's my towel origami? Next.
Hi, Scott. What is the weirdest mistaken identity or weirdest icebreaker you have ever received?
Oh, I know. When we were doing Scott Mills the musical, afterwards in the bar at the Pleasance Theatre, someone came up to me and went, "You're not Matt from Neighbours." That was a kind of a weird icebreaker.
Were you claiming to be?
No, she just went, "You're not Matt from Neighbours." And I was like, "Okay, you're weird," and walked off.
Did you have any mice in your room in Edinburgh? Or did you manage to find a room without any?
Oh my God, this is the same situation. This is the person that was obviously there, listen.
Finally, could you say hello to Nikki, Michelle, Ali, Laurie and Irish Kevin? Darren, Glasgow.
Right, okay. Darren knows the full story because he was obviously there when that weird woman came up to me. First of all, she went, "You're not Matt from Neighbours." And I went, "No, I'm not."
Right.
And then she went, "Huh, I bet you've got mice in your room in Edinburgh, haven't you? Because every room in Edinburgh's got mice. Bet you have, haven't you?"
Mine didn't.
And that's why he's asking me what the weirdest mistaken identity I've ever had was, because he was there.
Ah.
And the opening gambit was, "You're not Matt from Neighbours."
Why is he asking you the question then if he was there?
Just well, it might have been a different one.
No, he just wants to remind me, I think.
Okay.
Next!
Hi, Scott.
Yeah?
I say, me and Dave and Stewie, who's Joe Wiley's producer, when we went to do a gig once, got mistaken for 911.
It's an easy mistake to make.
It is.
Next.
Hi, Scott. Subject, Machine Head. Seriously, do you guys want to come out on the beer with us? My angry singer, Rob Ross Flynn, wants an answer. No. Love you.
They're quite angry.
That's Rob's quite angry because you keep calling him Ross.
I would love to have a drink with my friends off of Metal Machine Head. Yes, I would.
Excellent.
Put it in the diary, Becky.
Next week.
Next week, let's do it. Rob, get back to me. I love this. We're going to have so much in common. Next.
Dear Scott, Beck, Chaps, and last but not least, the PR4L. Scott, I was at the Oval watching the Ashes. Get Chappers to explain. And guess who was there? None other than Lily Allen.
Yep.
And once I saw her, I just knew that I had to do something memorable.
Oh,
so I shouted, "I'm being taken over by the fear." And well, you lied. She hated it. And I came close to getting ejected from the ground. Lol. Attached is photographic evidence. She's the one in black, trying hard not to be seen in the middle. Nick in London.
Now, Nick, I have said this before. Celebrities do. She was just pretending. Celebrities love it when you go up to them and shout their catchphrase at them.
I think he should have gone with "You're brilliant," maybe, rather than some random lyric from her song.
Because that is her catchphrase, as we found out before on Radio 1.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. That's what you should have said. You just said the wrong one. If you'd said,
"It's brilliant,"
she would have been like, "Ah, I love that." It's like when people go up to Victor Meldrew and go, "I don't believe it."
He loves it.
Loves it.
Yeah.
When people go up to Ruth Jones of Gavin and Stacey and go, "Oh, what's occurring?" She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they kind of snarl at you or whatever,
it's only because they love it. But
they love it, but they don't
want to.
They don't want to show you.
P.S. Chaps, we somehow know each other.
Ugh.
Bear with me, but my cousins live in M21 and are great mates with your family or something. Amazing or what? We could like go out and do some ballet.
Oh, I think that's a reference to the musical. Where your character learns how to dance.
Right, okay. M21, where's M21?
I thought it might be a club.
No, it's a postcode in Manchester, but I just don't know what area that is.
Sounds like a club in EastEnders. So make it down the
M21. I did think it was a bit weird that your relatives lived in a club.
Where is M21? You should know your Manchester postcodes.
I should know my Manchester postcodes?
Yeah.
Why should I? I'm not Dave.
Do you know your Southampton postcodes?
Actually, no.
This is as good as the time we had the conversation about motorways.
Yeah, it is.
And you said a motorway number, and we said, "Oh, that was Dave's game, wasn't it?"
Well, Dave's game. Yeah, I bet if he's listening, he'll probably text me which part of Manchester M21 is.
Does he know postcodes as well as area codes?
He knows all of those kind of weird things.
All right. Anything else you want to know? Scott.Mills@bbc.co.uk. That'll be my email. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We were talking earlier in the week about how, you know, it's sometimes in the papers when people see, like, Jesus in their toast and stuff. The image of Jesus in the toast. And I saw the Hoff in a pint of beer. You know, on the froth on the top?
Mm. You were going to bring the photo in.
Yeah, I still haven't got it from my mate. But it did happen.
I'm starting to be a little suspicious.
Me too.
I've asked him to send it. He hasn't sent it yet. Hoff froth was occurring. Right, Wayne's been on, off of Salisbury, saying something similar happened to him. He says, "Oi, oi, Mills, imagine my surprise when I opened a pot of yog the other day. And there he was, the Hoff, looking right at me in my yoghurt. It's uncanny. Please read this out and share the wonder of the world."
Does he have a photo?
Well, yes, he does. Then I just opened it. Have you got that photo, Becky?
Oh, hang on.
Shit, the only photo she's got on her computer at the moment are topless Nick Knowles.
Let me close Nick down.
Becky and Nick Knowles forever?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right, now look at the picture.
Oh, that's rubbish. That exactly. doesn't count.
That is not what I mean at all.
He's cut out a picture of the Hoff, obviously from a magazine or printed off the internet, and stuck it in his yoghurt.
No. Someone else did that the other day, where they sent in some like a picture of Weetabix, and then just had a cardboard little cutout of the Hoff in it. That's not what I mean. I mean when you see the face of the Hoff in like toast or tea leaves or something, not the one that you just stuck out and put there.
They're taking the mick out of you by doing that.
My sighting was for real. If you've actually seen...
Well, we haven't got any evidence. We haven't got any evidence of that.
Okay, I'll make sure I have it by tomorrow's show, and you will see that the face of the Hoff is clearly visible in the froth on the top of this pint.
Yeah.
If you've seen the Hoff in any other things, then let me know. Do not just cut out a picture of him, because that doesn't count.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.